On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU track and field team heads to Mankato this weekend for the NSIC Championships. Taylor Sautbein with us. Congratulations on a great season so far.
Thank you.
What is the one thing that you have been working on the most here leading up to the weekend?
I've been working on my starts a lot, actually, because I really suck at them. But yeah, basically for practice, we've been doing a lot of starts, which helped because last meet, at the Twilight meet, I got pretty close to the school record for the 60, and I think that has a lot to do with getting an explosive start and getting up.
How many events will you be competing in?
I'll be doing the 60 meters and then the 60-meter hurdles, and then on Saturday I'll do the triple jump.
Do you like how that kind of spreads out, or is it too much downtime?
I actually like it. Coach asked me if I wanted to do the triple jump, and I was a little lenient because it does hurt the body. But since it's on Saturday, I said I'll do the triple jump. So,
which event are you putting the most priority on?
Well, it was the hurdles, but then I kind of excelled in the 60. So now my focus is getting just a good start and trying to get the school record. And even if it doesn't make me into the finals, that's okay because my main goal is just to get that record.
As far as the team is concerned, how do you think you guys can do?
I think we have a few good athletes that are going to do really well. Kirsten broke the 800, so she's doing well, and Ashley's getting really good times in all of her things, and Michelle's up there in the conference, so we have pretty good numbers.
You surprised at how quickly the indoor season has come and gone?
Yeah, I can't believe that it's already here, and we already have the meet, and outdoor is going to be interesting, seeing as we have snow now, so...
Have you run on the track in Mankato before?
Yeah, we have. It's a good track. We've had indoor conference there before, too, so I'm used to how it is. And
how much difference is there from one track to the next?
I don't know. I don't really have a preference. I mean, we have a good track. Mankato has a good track. There's some tracks that aren't really that well, but like UWS, but they don't have the track anymore because they're getting a new surface. So it all just depends. You don't really like think about it, though, because you don't want it to ruin yourself. So you just concentrate on what you have to do and not worry about what else.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.